So Haman was in a big sakana. This steer of this tremendous simcha, and Haman Haman Amalekai Chayva. You see, Nachazach, they're gone. See in a second, they're gone. The Gaon says that why was he so angry? He couldn't understand that there's a Bari Olam. He couldn't understand Mordechai Bifal. How come he didn't stand up? What's he being Bari Yosemech on? What do you mean? There's a Bari Olam. He couldn't fathom that. That doesn't come into his Amalek's dictionary. You know, Amalek is Gematria Rom. Rom al kol goyim Hashem. The Rebbe Hashem's up there. He's not down here. So what's he being Soimich on? I mean, Kitzer, now you see what a mushchus this man was. It's a slow human. Vayishal ve'omis oyhavov. Zeresh Ishtoi. Vaistois, Zeresh Ishtoi is not Michal Oyhavov. Vayisapilahim Haman is Kvoid Ashroi, Veroiv Banov. And Haman speaks out everything that he has. And he has Tachlis Hanoas of Oilem Azeh. I don't know if anybody had such Tachlis Hanoas. Kvoid Ashroi, Roiv Banov. The riches that he got from the Melech, the covet that he got, Me'al Hasarim, Va'avdei Amelech. He has everything. I'm from the Krovim to Esther. See, yes, Mamish, everything. I'm the only one in the whole Malchus who she calls, invites to the Mishneh. She's the most choshev person in the whole Mishneh. The whole Zeh in Edu Shaveli. That's the Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is worth nothing. You can have a tiny little scratch on the Olam Hazeh. I mean, how terrible is it? Becholai Sashani Roy, it's more than Chayyuhudi Yoshev Bishar HaMelech. Nothing's worth anything, but he doesn't get that tiny little bit of comfort that Mordechai doesn't stand up for him. It's an amazing thing. Kol Zayin in a Shaveli, that itself is a tremendous limud, chasing after Zachar in Olam Hazeh, a Basha who takes it all away from you. So now, he's such a mushchas, this man, that everything, when he sees Mordechai, it disturbs him. So they come up with the perfect solution. What's going to be? He's going to go to the Mishneh tomorrow, and he's going to be disturbed. He's going to see Mordechai sitting there, and therefore he's not going to enjoy the Mishneh. It's going to be a terrible thing again. So, what's the solution? Zeresh, she starts with the eight of Cholay Havov. The solution is as follows: Yasu eight Gavoya Chamishim Ava. Make a gallows 50 abba high. What's that? Very, very mishuddik. 50 abbas high is very, very tall. 50 abbas high is as tall as a 10-story building. It's huge. It's like the in Har HaChatzvim, there's this big tall thing that sticks out like a sore thumb. It's about as high as that. It's much higher than anybody's gonna see. You know, it's not like you look and you're 20 avos is as high as a person looks normally. 50 avos high. Says the Gaon, they made a cheshbon that it has to be, he's such a mushchas, that if he will even remember Mordechai, if he kills Mordechai, he'll succeed in killing him. But he'll come to the Mishneh, and he'll remember Mordechai, just he'll remember the shock that Mordechai didn't stand up for him, he'll be disturbed. So they made a cheshbon that from the window of the palace, if it's 50 amas high, he'll be able to see Mordechai swinging on the gallows from the palace. So when he looks out, when he just thinks Mordechai, he'll look out. Oh, Gavaldi, he's dead. Every time he gets a bit of a shock, he remembers Mordechai Lekov Lozai, and look out, after that chizuk. Mordechai, the Chaim, the Movis, Gavaldi, let's go bite. He'll be able to think. So that's the plan. And all this is going to be Choyza Olav and destroy him. That's the plan. Uva Boike. And she tells him, you have to go early in the morning. Why do you have to go early in the morning? Amaleki. Choshesh. Maybe if you come later on and you ask the Melech to hang Mordechai, maybe there'll be somebody there who likes Mordechai and you won't succeed in the plan. Go before anybody else comes. That's typical Amaleki Chashash. Take into all the Cheshbonis. Vaboike emol amelech v'yuslos Mordechai olav uvoyim amelech el amishne someach v'yin. Then you'll be someach. Vayitav adon liflei homon v'yaso eit. And he made it himself. And it's very important he made it himself. We'll see. So everything is set into motion. This is the Chayra we can say Kaddish on Mordechai. We can. Let's have a look. Balai Eloha hu nodeno shenas ha-melech. He couldn't sleep. Why couldn't he sleep? Very simple. He's going with sugar thinking, what could Esther possibly have wanted? It's ad kedei kach. She wouldn't even say the first time. She must want something which is lo yu'umin, lo yu'umin, lo yu'umin. Now, he's not from the givers in the world. He's from the takers of the world. He does not want to give something. What could he need to give? He's going mishugi, he can't sleep. And he tells them to bring the Divrei Zichronis, which were written. There were two lots of Divrei Zichronis. There are the Zichronis, which are the big chronicles, which were written in some place, they kept it in some place where every detail of everything that ever happened was written down. And there were the Zichronis, Divrei Hayomim, Asher Lifnei HaMelech, where this Maisa with Mordechai was actually written, if we go back to Perek Beis. So, they're not going to bring the big chronicles, that's not Shaykh, but the Kitzur one. So he told them to bring this, and they should be read. Now, it's a funny Loshon, Vayihyu Nikra'im Lifnei HaMelech. It's all in the passive, and it was found. What's the pshat? So the Chazal tell us that who was the Eved who was supposed to read the thing? Who did time to read? Shamshai, who was Haman's son. And what happened was he opens up the chronicles. And there's the page with Mordechai there. So he turns over to another page, wants to read another page. And comes a malach. We didn't see a malach. We see a wind. We see a malach of Ruchos. And turn the page back. So he turns it over this way. And comes the malach and opens it back. It's keep on the fun. So the melech screams at him and says, read what it says. Ubakochai, he had to read. The son of Haman had to read the whole story about Mordechai. So that's why it came out that it was read. Bar Kochai of the reader, it was read. Or Bar Kochai of the reader, it was discovered that Mordechai, Asher Higid Mordechai, Big Sovis Eresh. And Mordechai saved the king's life. How much do you have to reward somebody for saving the king's life? It's more than Chatzia Malchus. The Vaisa, the Midah Keneged Midah, is the whole Malchus. Because he saved the king's life. Now, he's not going to give him the whole Malchus, obviously. But Kamuvan, this is a Dova Godel Ad Ma'oid. And now he knew why Esther invited him to the Mishnah. Since the God, he made another cheshbon. Who else was at the Mishnah? She only invited Haman. Must be, he thought, that Haman obviously wants to speak Ba'ad Mordechai. Otherwise, what's he doing in the Mishnah? Now he understood everything, so he thought, right? That Haman's there to plead on Mordechai's behalf. Vayomer HaMelech, Manase Yikar Ugdula LeMordechai Alze. What covered? Yikar is covered. Gdula is money. What was given? Covered the money to Mordechai. Vayomer Dari HaMelech Hashasa LeNase Modava. So now he thinks, what's he going to do? What schar should he give? So he comes up with an idea. He's going to ask an innocent person, a Meseach Efi Tumoy, what schar to give to in such a situation. And then when he comes to the Mishneh, whatever Esther's going to ask, he'll say, I asked an innocent third person, a Meseach Efi Tumoy, and he said, this is the schar that should be given. $500, $10,000, whatever it is, and that's the schar that's magia. So that was the plan. So who's in the chotzer? Who was there? Haman. Haman is the Zeresh. He came very early. He never got up so early in his life. And he comes there. Leimer. This is Mordechai al Eitz. Asher heichid loy. Chazal zog heichid loy. Loy heichid. Be'etzim, he prepared it for himself. He didn't realize, but lemaisa, he prepared this gallows for himself. Vayomru nari ha-melech eilav. Hinei Haman oved b'chotzer. And the melech was so happy. This is tremendous. Vayomru ha-melech yomoy. Vayomoy Haman. Vayomru eloy ha-melech. So now the melech, he's going to ask Haman. This is beautiful for the melech. He's going to ask Haman what schar to give, and Haman's going to be the one who's the friend of Mordechai. He's going to say what to do, and then he'll come to the Mishnah when they ask for whatever they ask for. He'll say, "Listen, Mr. Haman, you were the one who said that you should give him $10,000, so that's what I did." So he doesn't have to give whatever Esther's going to ask for. So therefore, he says as follows: "Vayomer haMelech, Ma." Lasus bo'ish, asher haMelech chofetz bikaray. What should you do? The Melech chofetz bikaray. Now, one second. Look carefully. Beforehand, he asked, "Ma nase yikar ugdula?" And now he only says, "HaMelech chofetz bikaray." Only covered. Since the God, the Rebbeinu Shlom slipped the word gedula from his mouth, so he didn't say the word gedula. Because he didn't say the word gedula, so that led Haman to believe. Vayomer Haman b'libay, lemi yachmetz haMelech lasus yikar yosef mimeni. Who can it be that the Melech only wants to give covet? It must be somebody who money doesn't talk to him anymore. He's so wealthy, he's so rich. Who is richer than Haman? Nobody. Haman's the richest guy after Gidlai HaMelech v'chule v'chule. So therefore, if he only wants to give covet is for the Dvarim Asher Eilayim Shir. Bani has Shir. Covet's Eilayim Shir. So that's why Haman thought it was himself. Vayomer Haman El HaMelech. And this is the pinnacle of Haman's career. That the God says, there's a Yisoid, Lifnei Sheva Goyin. Before a rush is broken, there's first comes Geus, Gaiva, and Bershom pumps him up and then knocks him down. Why does he do that? So he should fall from a higher place. That the idea should be greater. So now Haman is given the opportunity to imagine the biggest covet that he possibly could have, which he hasn't had yet. And in his dreams, he sees himself already in this matzav. Vayomer Haman el haMelech ish, asher haMelech chofetz bikaray, yaviu levush malchus. That's what he never wore. That covet he never had was kvod malchus. Bring the royal garments, asher lavash bo haMelech, the real ones, not the ones you can get from LA, the ones where they use for the movies. He wants the real ones, asher lavash bo haMelech. Vesus asher rochav alav avelech. Not a dimion of a royal horse. The mamish, the royal horse which the king rode on. Va'asher nitan keseh malchus v'roishoy. So the god learns he didn't ask to put the keseh. That's not shy. The crown only the melech could wear. The god learns this a strange lashon. Va'asher nitan keseh malchus. He didn't say Yalbishu kese malchus al roishoy. He says Vashed nitan kese malchus al roishoy. So he says to God, it was the horse which they used on the day of the coronation when they put the kese malchus on the head of the melech. In other words, the coronation horse. I know in England there's a special carriage which they use only for the coronation, and they used for the 50th anniversary. I don't know, I wasn't there for the 60th anniversary. Maybe they used it for that too. Special coach, which has six horses, which is super choshev in the island of coaches, and it's has gold plates on the outside. It's not made of pure gold. It's covered with gold, and it's super choshev. And they say it's very uncomfortable. So they say it's extremely uncomfortable to ride in it. But anyway, who cares? Covered is covered. So that's what he dreamt of. And not only that, he's got the Pirtei Pratim in Hilchus covered over here, because that's what the Melech asked him, what covered. V'nosed alavush v'asus al yad ish misarei ha-melech ha-pratimim. And the one who offers him the clothes and clothes him and leads him should be from the choshev esorim. Vil bishu eso ish asher ha-melech chofitz bikare. He should be treated like a melech, and they should put on the clothes, not that he should have to do it himself. V'hir kivuhu al asus. They should take him round on the sus in the chayiv ha'ir v'karu lefono kocho yoseh lo isha she'amelech hofitz b'karu. V'aysa alim v'de'evis. This is a narish guy. Who needs this? This is choshev. So somebody who has all the money and everything else that he possibly wants, he's just lacking this drop of kovod. He thinks the melech is only trying to give him kovod, so this is his dream. But leave it to Emes. You'd ask Mordechai what he wants for the thing, he'd say nothing. But if he would say anything, so give money for koinelim, give money for Torah, give money for chveis, for bochim to learn the whole night, whatever it is, give money. Give me money to make money, to invest. Give me something mamashi. Give me something so for a few hours, a whole dream, and it's gone. This is darish about this covet. It's not real. He's not the melech, all right? He's just dressing up like the melech and living through a dream. He's being led through the streets. Kilu is the melech, but the dog is the kilu. But who cares? Hamad was a mushkas shebu mushkasim. But because he gave up this thing, this is a vital prat in the Hatzalah. Vital. We'll see. Vayoyim ha-melech lahamad. Vaher, kach, es alavush, ves asus, kashe dibarato, vaseichein lemordechai, hayuhudi, hayoshi, v'shar ha-melech. What's the pshat? The melech was so happy, it doesn't cost him a penny. And he told him to do it. And he said, it should be one of the sarim. So he said, I'm going to be Moisif. You do it yourself. You're the most choshev sar. You, and you love Mordechai. And so you go and do it to Mordechai. And you'll give Mordechai even more covet than you said should be given to the ish. Asher melech hofitz bikaro. And then when he comes to the Mishnah, he's zicha, isn't going to be able to ask for anything. Homon hears, it's like his bubble was burst. Begadol, kach es alvush, mesasus kashet ibarat vasei chayin le Mordechai. Mordechai, I should do it to Mordechai. Can you imagine the shock that he had? He's coming, leimar le melech. Listen, this is Mordechai. All of a sudden, everything turns around. The melech tells him he's got to do this whole Purim spiel to Mordechai. So he says, Mordechai, there's lots of Mordechais. No, Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai HaYehudi is a very common name. Lots of Mordechais HaYehudi is a very common Jewish name. HaYoshei B'Shar HaMelech. That one. Oy gavalt. Al tapil dovo mikol ha-shedi ba'ota. Every single thing. Do I have to do every prat? Yes, every single prat. The Melech's insisting on it because he doesn't want to give any more schar.
Nebuch, Vayika Haman, Isalevush, Vesasus, Vayal Meshes Mordechai, Vayagimeu, Mikhoi Voye, Vayikulafanam, Kocha, Yoseloish, Kosha Melech Hovitz, Mikorai. And he has to say and tell everybody, this is the bench, Hashem HaMelech Hovitz Mikorai. Vayosha Mordechai al Shar HaMelech, as soon as it was finished, he goes back to the Shar HaMelech, it's up to God to his tefillahs. As soon as he finished this, he comes back to his tefillahs. He allows this to happen because this is a simen min hashamayim, and everything's changed. This is the beginning of the nefilah of Haman and the aliyah of Mordechai. It's a simen min hashamayim, everything's changed. So he allows it to happen. V'Haman nidchav el beisoy ovel v'chafui roish. Everybody knows that he was ovel because his daughter looks out, and his daughter assumed that it was Mordechai on the leading her father on the horse. Then when she decided to throw the mei shoifchim, the filthy water, on the Mordechai, and when it hit the one who was leading the horse, he looks up, and she realized it was Haman. Don't forget, Amalekim come from Esau, we still have Kibbutz. She sees she was Mevayesh her father, she jumped out the window, committed suicide in front of him. So he was Ovel v'chafui rosh. V'yisaper Haman l'zeresh ishtoi v'l'chol oyhava v'skol asher korohu. Mr. Mikra comes and he tells him everything that happened. Korohu, it was all Mikra. He says he came there. And you, what happened all of a sudden? I came early, like you said, to tell him to hang Mordechai. And all of a sudden, he says, I go do this to Mordechai. Vayomru lo chachomov v'zeresh ishtoi. Not oyavov now, they're called chachomov. Why they're called chachomov? Because they chapped what's going on. They were chachomim amitim. They chapped what's going on. Im mizera hayehudim Mordechai, asher achiloi solin po lefonov, usuch aloi. What do you mean, im mizera? What's the saying, im mizera? He is mizera Yehudim. We know he's mizera Yehudim. They're meant to say like this. Klal Yisrael is a klal, and they know this klal. They're not tachas mazolos. If they're not tachas mazolos, they're either on the top or on the bottom. When things that we go with the mazolos, they go to derech hateva. Some's a bit stronger, some's a bit less, a bit more, a bit less, whatever it is. Klal Yisrael are not, the hanhoga with Klal Yisrael is not derech hateva. When they're noifel ad la'aretz. And then you can tread on them, and rachman and itzal, what you can do. Omer, if klal Yisrael are oile, then when they're oile, there's no stopping to their aliyah. They're oile ad la shamay, because it's not becoming mikoich ha-mazolos. So they told him, if Yizera Yehudim Mordechai she'achilos olin po lefonav, lo'isucha lo ki nofel ti po lefonav, you are going to fall. And therefore, they told him, you miyad have to cut down the gallows. And he said, it's korohu, says the God. He said, no, it's mikre, it's mikre, it's not min hashamayim. A true amaleki can't be goyres that it's min hashamayim. Korcho, mikre, everything is mikre, mikre, mikre. And he refused to cut down the gallows. He says, I will be able to kill him, you'll see, I will be able to kill him. And they were telling him, no. And while they were speaking to him, and if you would give them another few minutes, they would have persuaded him, and he would have chopped down the gallows. But the Rabbeinu Shlomo brings in the Sarisei HaMelech Higiyu right at this point, before he could chop down the gallows. And they heard the whole conversation. And they heard the conversation of Haman saying, I will be able to kill him. So they didn't give him any time that the Chachomim should persuade him. They schlepped him off immediately to the Mishneh, and she also saw Esther. Vayomer HaMelech v'Haman lishtois im Esther HaMalko. Vayomer HaMelech l'Esther, gam bayom ha'sheni v'mishneh ha'yayin, ma she'lo seich Esther HaMalko v'sino se'loch, u'ma bakosho seich ad chatzi HaMalkos v'seos. A second time. Also, he didn't back down from what he was asking. But it's poshut now. He doesn't know. He hasn't any problem. He knows what's about there. But she's about to ask. Vatan Esther Amalko Vatoima im motzosichein beinecho hamelech v'im alamelech tohoiv Now
she said it straight out with all the long, didn't have this long haktova like last time. Terence says she was waiting to see a simin min hashamayim. Taking Mordechai around the town was the simin min hashamayim. She knew now that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is on the side of Klal Yisrael, and now to Eis Mesugel to ask. So she asked. All the details. And she said, it was a ziyuf, because the melech had agreed la'abed, and if it would have been, if the pshat in la'abed would have been av avdus with an ayin, avodim b'shvachos nimkadu, I wouldn't have had a taina. But he took your la'abed and he made it into la'hashmid la'arga la'abed. Now, the melech knew this. But because Amalek, because Haman was choshesh to say straight out to the melech la'hashmid la'arga la'abed, and because the melech also didn't want to, we're not talking anything mefurish over here, so she could use the taina that the melech had never agreed to it, that he only had said la'abed, which could have been explained as la'avdus. She could use that as a taina against Haman and not incriminate the melech. So the whole chashoshes of Haman are choise al roshay, and you will see all of them are. Vayomer ha'melech ha'chashveirosh, vayomer Esther ha'malka. What's the two vayomers? He was shocked. He expected her to say, what did he expect her to say? What's your shaila? What's your bakosha? My bakosha is that the Mordechai Yehudi saved your life and he didn't give him a schar. He did not expect this to come out. He was completely shocked. Vayomer ha'melech, vayomer Esther ha'malka. Me who's there? Veizehu, Hashem Elohim libo la'asus kein. What do you mean, me? So he knew. Terence says, how much did she know? Did she know it was him? What's she saying? What's she implying over here? Me who's there? Veizehu, Vatoy ve'Esther, Ish, Tsar, Ve'oyev, Haman, Hora, Hazeh. One second. How many Hamans are sitting there right now? Only one. So what do you have to say, Hazeh? If there are two Hamans, you say Hazeh. Well, there's something Gemara. The Esther pointed first to Achashverosh. And she said, Ish, Tzah, V'oyev, to Achashverosh. And came a Malach and pushed her head to Haman, Hora, Hazeh. This one, I mean. What's the pshat? It's Pleatsuma. Why did she point to Achashverosh? That's a ridiculous thing to do. Dr. Gon, what area are we operating in? Hishtalus TVs? No. We're operating Ligansala Malamilateva. Says the Gon, she was double bitvila the whole time. And she was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be mashmiyan achashverish, be mashmiyan achashverish. Says the Gon, that sometimes when a person is so thinking about someone, subconsciously her head pointed to Achashverish. Because she was trying the whole time, be mashmiyan achashverish, be mashmiyan achashverish. So she pointed to Achashverish. So Reb Shlomo says, and if he would have stayed with pointing to Achashverosh, he would have gone Meshuggah. He never would have rescinded the thing. Came the Malach and pushed her hand to Haman Hara Hazeh. Says, who brought the Malach? The Tfilis of Klal Yisrael and the Tfilis of Esther. Koyach HaTfilah. Kamuvan, we didn't see the Malach. We only see pointing there and pointing there. V'homon niv'as milifnei ha'melech v'amalka. And homon's in shtuch. Why? Milifnei ha'melech v'amalka. So where it says the God, he couldn't speak. Why couldn't he speak? Because it was a steer over here. He didn't know. He didn't know that Esther was Jewish. He didn't know Esther was included in the thing, in the Xerah. He told the melech that this arm is terrible, and you need to, all the Lashon Hara about them. So if you know about this arm, so how come you include the queen?
So in front of the Bella, in front of the Esther, in front of Esther, he couldn't say, no, she's Jewish, she's also no good. She couldn't say that in front of the Malka. If the Malka wouldn't have been there, and only the Melech, he could have said something like that. But in front of the Malka's there as well, so he couldn't say. And then on the other hand, the Melech saying, well, you told me this whole Xerah, how terrible they are. And now they're not so, they can't be so terrible. So the Rav Shlomo said, his whole koyach of Haman was, the Gemara says, there's no one who knew how to say Lashon Hara like Haman. And the Rav Shlomo puts him into a situation where he can't speak. He can't speak. It's midah kenegid midah. So what happened? So the Melech said, "Tnu alav, let's kill him. Let's stop the thing." The Melech didn't want to kill Haman, but Shum Bali Ma'ifin not. The Melech wants to do this Gezeira as much as Haman wants to do this Gezeira. But what's he going to do now? He's in Shnuch. He's being caught out. So the Melech come b'chamosoi b'mishtei hayayim v'ginas habisot. So he went into the garden to cool down, to calm down, and to think through what he should do. He didn't want to make a hasty decision. What happened, says the Gemara? Now that didn't happen. And here, if you look, you see there's the shame Hashem again. Because this is the Sof of Haman. This is where the Ben Shem is bringing the Sof of Haman. So he said, the Sofetavis, that's the Remes. Be'eis HaMelech. So he's being Mavakish. Va'amelech Shov, Miginas HaBisan, Be'eis Mishnah Yayin. And he came back from the garden, and he was no better off than when he went out. So what happened? So the Gemara says, the Ben Shem sent Malachim, Pidmus Anoshim, to chop down the garden. Now, I think I told you, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world were the hanging gardens of Babylon. So when he moved the capital to Shushan, Yizicha made beautiful gardens in Shushan. And now he goes into his beautiful gardens, and they're all chopping it down. And he says to these people, Malachim, B'dvus Anoshim, what are you doing? And they all said, Haman told us to chop down the gardens. His beautiful gardens being ruined. What do you mean? So he came back just as furious as he went in. So there was a sheker. That's not fair. Haman never said that. And what Haman said about Klal Yisrael was, yeah, emes. Mido can I get mido? He said sheker. He's gonna die al pi sheker. He wanted to kill Klal Yisrael with sheker. He's going to be killed al pi sheker. But again, we didn't see there were malachim. We just saw people chopping down the garden. V'amelech shom b'ginas habisal al-beis mishtah yayin v'homa noifel ala mito she'esther aleha. So the Gemara, noifel, it should be nofal, he fell. What's it noifel? He is falling. Says the Gemara, he wanted to get up in front of when the melech came in. But he couldn't. Why? Because the malach came and clucked his back and held him there. Noifel, the whole time he's down there. That's not fair. He would have gone up and be mechaved the melech. Shakut was the beast. You will go. I'll be sheker. So he didn't get up. You want to kill her in the house? In my house. And he couldn't say anything. What could he say? All this was the Yisurin of Haman. He didn't just get killed. He had the last few hours and minutes of his life. Are Yisurin, are you? Everything's folding up on him. Who was one of the Sarisim who came to pick him up. But the Gemara says even more, Chavoyna was in Betoich Ha'eitz, so he was one of Haman's lackeys, and he was one of the Chevra of Haman. So he knew everything. But he knew it also because when he came to pick him up, they were sending him chop down the eitz, and he said, no, I'm not cutting it down, I will still be able to kill Mordechai. So he heard, Klaw, that it was also Haman himself. He made the gallows himself. And says the Gon, Ein Adoyme Riel Ishmir. If he would have stamped said that he made a gallows, Mela. But because of his Hashchosa, Haman's Hashchosa, so the Eitzah was they should be able to see the gallows from the window of the palace, so Chavoinuch could point out to the Melech, Hinei Ha'eitz, here it is. And the Melech saw it. And once he saw it, he said, Adoy Maria, Neshmir. And that is when he said, Tluhu Olav. He made an Eitz. Why? Because he made the gallows for Mordechai Shadi Betoiv ala Melech, the one person who was named unto the Melech. Now, if there wouldn't have been the big Son of a Serish episode, so okay, none of this part would have happened. But if there wouldn't have been the Maisa that he took him round the town, then Haman would have said, Mordechai was the Betoiv ala Melech, I never knew your majesty, about I will chop down the gallows. But he couldn't say that. Because he just spent the whole afternoon taking Mordechai around the town, saying that he's the Ish Hashem Melech Chofetz Bikorei. And Chavoyne was Misarizei HaMelech, who after he'd done that, he hears him saying, I'll still be able to kill Mordechai. So he had no defense. If there wouldn't have been this Hashchos and Mushchos of a covered chapa, that Haman had this silly dream to ride on the horse, and then the Melech says to do it to Mordechai, then he would have been able to defend. He would have been able to defend himself.
I say what?
If he would have had this mishigas, that when the Melech asked Malasos Lishasher Melech Chofetz Bikorei, this dream of riding on the horse, and then which the Melech then turned around and says, "Do it to Mordechai," but he was the one who came up with the silly idea in the first place. And because he did that, he could not say afterwards, I didn't know that Mordechai was the Mitoi Vala Melech. He spent the whole afternoon taking him around being Megala to the whole town. This is the Ish Asher Melech of its Bikorei.
What would that have helped, had he said?
Because if he wouldn't have done that, when the Chavoyne would have said, here's the eights, he would have said, Mordechai was the Mitoi Vala, I didn't know.
Oh, he could have said that.
I will immediately go and chop down the gallows. He did know, and Chavoyne heard him saying, I'll still be able to kill him. After he took him round the thing, so the whole, all the riches of Haman, mamish from the beginning to the end. And don't forget the fact that the Melech could say Tluhu Olav is because of the Memuchan amendment to the constitution that the Melech can be done la'atzmai, right in Perik Aleph. Remember the Memuchan changed the thing. Yetzid Melech Milaf Olav. So. What Chazal say was Muchal Apollonius is Meredik. Every prat in his demise was actually engineered by Haman himself. And that is a Schmidt's dogma of how the Ra kills itself. The Ra destroys itself. Ra has no kiyum. The Ra destroys itself from within itself. It implodes, if you like, from within itself. And that's what you say in Otsum. And then the king calmed down. Wait a second. Do we now have the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael? Bichlal not. Nothing has changed. Except Haman's dead. What's happened? What did Haman do? He sent out, right now the letters are still going out. The Ratzim have gone. They're all going through the Malchus of Achashverosh. The letters and the Paschegin, all the instructions are being sent out, and they are not written B'Shem Haman, who you could now send and say it's bottled because Haman's dead. It's written B'Shem HaMelech V'Nechtam B'Tabas HaMelech. So it's all B'Shem the Melech, and the Melech's still here. The Melech's still here. And the Melech issued an order that on Yud Gimel Adar, Rachmana Litzlan, you have to kill all the yin. Nothing's changed. So what's going to be? People think that this is the end of the beginner. This isn't the end of the beginner, Bichlal. Klal Yisrael is just in exactly the same sakana, kibat the same sakana that they've been in till now. What happened? Mayur Bahu. Nosan HaMelech HaChashverosh L'Esther HaMalka is based Haman Tzorei HaYehudim U'Mordechai Bo Lifnei HaMelech Ki Yigid Esther Mahu Lo. So the Melech wanted to placate Esther, so she gave the base Haman, which with all his finances, all his money, she gives it to Esther. And he was the Tzore HaYehudim. And she tells him now what Mordechai, the relationship of Mordechai. So Mordechai comes to the Melech. Now, Nocha Na'afachu. The Melech took off his ring and gave it to Haman. Pliatzuma to do such a thing. Normally the Melech keeps the signet ring for himself and makes sure that every law should, he'll sign and he'll approve every law. He doesn't give it to somebody else. But he did. He gave it to Haman. Now he did that already. So now he gave the signet ring to Mordechai. If he wouldn't have given it to Haman, he would not have given it to Mordechai. But he'd already done this, and he'd already had this hanhaga now that Haman's got the ring. So there he carried on, he transferred it to Mordechai. Now we're going to see that this is very important. Vatosem Esther is Mordechai al beis Haman. And she appointed Mordechai over the beis Haman. It's out of order. Why doesn't it say when he in Pasuk Aleph it should say when he gave her the bias, it should say Vatosim Esther is Mordechai. As Ken Zayin, that she didn't want to do this until until she saw that the Melech gave the ring to Mordechai, became Haman, so then she could do Be'ein what the Melech did and appoint Mordechai over the house. Why did she appoint Mordechai over the house? Remember, her Yesod is not to be Nehne Mitovas Rishoyim. She doesn't want to be Nehne Mitovas Rishoyim either. She doesn't want to be Nehne from Haman's house. So she gives it to Mordechai. Mordechai will do whatever he's going to do with it, but she doesn't want to be Nehne from it. But it will offend the king when the king gives it to her as a matana, and he gives his thumb away. But when she saw that the Melech makes Mordechai Bimkoy Haman, so then she can appoint him over the house. The Gemara says that one of the Yesoidas you see over here is a very interesting Yesoid. That the Rosha gathers all the money, and in the end, he gives it to the tzaddik. It's all in the end; it comes out for the tzaddik. The Rosha is busy tarech to get the money, and in the end, all the tirchus he does, it ends up for the tzaddikim. We haven't seen the kiyum of this yet, but we will see it. Mishas the geula, and all the money which the goyim have taken in the world and everything, in the end will come to Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael will be able to sit and learn b'menucha. Al Kolponim, but where are we holding now? We're holding nowhere. Vatoysef Esther, Vatadabe Lifnei Amelech, Vatipo Lifnei Raglo, Vatev, Vatishanin Loi. You see, we're not holding anywhere. There's more lashonis of Bakosha, Bechias, and Tishanin Loi than ever before. Why? Because Aray the Melech was mistapping, but just giving over the base Haman to her, and that's it. Giving the ring to Mordechai and finished. That's all. The gzeira has been kovei oimed. She asked to repeal the gzeira, and he hasn't done that. And he obviously doesn't want to do that. So she begs him and cries. Lahav es ra'as Haman ha'gogi ve'es machshavta she'choshev al Yehudim. To take back the Ra'as, what's the Ra'as of the Machshava? The Ra'as is the letters, the Befoyal, and the Machshava is the interpretation. Or the Ra'as Haman is the Pas Shegen, and the Machsheves is the letters which interpret the Pas Shegen. What's Liyos Asidim, Liyom Azeh? Vayoshit HaMelech LeEsther Shavit HaZov, Vatokom Esther Vatom Ed Lifnei HaMelech. So she stood up. Vatoymer. Look how much she has to ask. Im al haMelech toiv, v'matzasi chein lefonav, v'kosh ha'dov lifnei haMelech, v'toiv ani be'enov. What's these l'shoydus? She did not assume that it was l'toiv the Melech would be agree. She's coming mitzad two things. One is it should be be'etzim toiv, and be'etzim, more, be'ikah, it's for me. You have to do this for me. A personal bakosha. But it also has to be something which is toiv. If you don't agree, obviously I'm not motzi chein beinav, beinecha. If you don't agree that, I'm not toiva. So she put the two things together. Repeal the svarim, repeal the letters which were sent to the Pachim, which say all the details about Abedis HaYehudim. It's a personal thing. I can't see this. I went, Enochlami, you won't kill me. But I can't, so I won't be able to survive if I see the destruction of my nation. I won't be able to see it. So he says, what do you want? I gave you the Beis Haman, and we killed him because the Shalach Yadav by Yehudim. Is that true? That's not true. That's Bechal not true. They executed Haman because he made a gallows. He wanted to kill somebody who was Dibet Toiv al HaMelech. It's nothing to do with they wanted to kill the Yin. So Stam HaSheker. I forgot to tell you the God's Pshat. The God's Pshat in Chavoyna, the very unique Pshat. He says that the Melech misheard what Chavoyna said. He says that when Chavoyna said, "Hinei ha'eitz asher asa Haman leMordechai shedim v'toyv al haMelech," the God says that the Melech heard it like this: "Hinei ha'eitz asher asa Haman leMordechai." Here's the gallows which he made for Mordechai, and when he made it, asher diber, when he made it, he said, "Toyv al haMelech," that the gallows are good for the king. And that's what made him say to Mu'alam. The Ba'etzim, he wanted to hang the king on the gallows, which is such a modern pshat. So Reb Shoyim is the same Yisoyin. It's Mida Kenegid Mida. He's Meshake. So his Ba'etzim to Mu'alam came through a whole sheker that he misheard Chavoyna, and he never said Toiv al haMelech. It's a sheker. But he was killed because the Melech assumed that he said Toiv al haMelech. Al Kolponim. One thing is true, he was not hung because he wanted to Shalach Yodah by Yehudim. It's not true. So what's going to be? So she's crying her eyes out. V'atem kisvu ala Yehudim katoi b'neichem b'shem ha-melech v'chisvu tapas ha-melech ki ksov ha-she nichta b'shem ha-melech v'nachdu b'tapas ha-melech ein la-hoshim. Okay, so you write whatever you want to write, but I cannot repeal the letters. Because something which is nichtav and nechtav cannot be repealed. It's lost to me. So I know what Mordechai did. Vayikoru soifrei ha-melech bo'eis ahi b'chodesh ha-shishi u'chodesh sivan shlosh of esrim boi. They waited till the 23rd of Sivan, says the God, that they waited for the Rotzim, the same Rotzim, to come back. Why? Because if he sent out a second lot of Rotzim, they'll stab say, oh, there's a whole machlok is going on. Shushan, I don't know, we'll be mekayim both letters. He wanted the same Rotzim to come back and tell everybody, you know, Haman's dead, and Mordechai is now the Mishneh LeMelech, and Mordechai sent out these letters, and these letters are emes, and don't think it's a ziyuf. So he had to wait. The Vaila. Every place where the Dvar Melech is coming. See, we live in a different world than they lived. We live in a world, the second Haman would be killed, the whole world would know. It would be on the news and over the whole world. They didn't know that. They only heard from Shmuz, which people came and told them. So what's going on? Haman is dead on the 16th of Nisan. He's already hanging on the 17th, maybe. 17th of Nisan, he's already hanging. And in the 17th of Nisan, the 18th of Nisan, and Iyar, the letters are going out to different places in the whole Malchus, and every place is getting these letters. They don't know anything about Haman being dead. All they know is that Dvar Melech, the Pas Shegin, is coming to the place, the Yosasidim Le'yum Maser. In each place, there's a tremendous Sisaris of Yidden for Tefillah. Haman's already dead. And the second letters could be going out already. But in every place it's taking 70 days there's a hefsek of 70 days for the new letters to come. The Hainu min Hashamayim, they're giving the yin 70 days to do Torah, to tefillah and tshuva, because of tshuva. Now, Kamuban, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows that Klal Yisrael are going to do it, so therefore the tefillahs that they're going to do are mashpia, the mafreya, they're mashpia. That's the way the events roll out in this parasha, because that's the matzav we have in this world. So the fact that he delayed with his cheshbon, there has to be the same rotzim, gives Klal Yisrael the time to do more tshuva and tefillah. So what did he write? You can't cancel the first letters. You can't cancel the Haman plan. So what did he write? Now, they were rotzim. Rotzim are runners. So why do they go on horses? First you could say, because they had rachmonis on them. They just run through the whole Medina for the last 70 days, and they come back. They're finished. And he wants to say with the same rotzim. So he sent them on horses. The second shot is, he now wanted them to go as quickly as possible to everywhere to take the yin out of their tzara. So he sent them on the Roichvei HaRechesh HaShtoganim B'nei HaRabokim, these special horses. We don't know exactly what that means, says the Gemara. Asher. Now what did he write? It's very interesting what he did. Nasan HaMelech LaYehudim Asher B'chol Ir V'Ir Lehi Kohel. Mordechai wrote as follows. The Melech now gives rishus for Yidden everywhere, first of all to gather together. You'll say, well, what do you need rishus for that? Every country, as far as I know, anyway, in this country certainly true, and in England it's also true, some in America is also true, you cannot have a group gathering in the street more than a certain number. So in this country, it's more than 49 people need permission for the police to make a, you want to make a afghana, you want to make a natseres, whatever it is, you want to make a public gathering, you need rishus. You can't have thousands of people gathering without rishus. So the first thing is, he gave them rishus lehi kohel. Number two, v'lamoid al nafsham, he gave them rishus to protect themselves, which is pli atzuma. Gave rishus to protect themselves. Well, before, they didn't have rishus to protect themselves. They had to go katzon latevach. But he gave them rishus lamoid al nafsham. Lahashmid lareg ulabed, and these three lashoiners. So the God, Lahashmid doesn't make any sense. By Goyim, there's no Lahashmid. What Shmad are we talking about, the Goyim? But he, Davka, wrote the same Lashonis that Haman wrote, so that it should be that the Yidden are equal footing with the Goyim. That's why he wrote Lahashmid Laragula Abed. But now, who? Who could they kill? Look what he wrote. Eskol Chel, a whole army, Am, a whole nation, Umedina, or a whole Medina. Any, the Yidden can pasken on any army, a whole total army, a whole nation, a whole Medina, that they are chayav misa. And the Yidden can do that. Hatzorim oisom, so if they pasken, they're tzorim oisom. Any nation that the Yidden decide, atzorim oisom, they've been given rishus to kill out the whole nation. Taf benoshim, ushlolam lovois. B'yoyim Echad, not like Haman wrote, Ushlolam Lavois, B'yoyim Echad, this whole Rishus, to do it, is only for one day. But the Shlolam Lavois as well, he didn't need the Shalom, but he put it all in the Lashonis of Haman. B'yoyim Echad, B'chol Medinos HaMelech HaChashverosh, B'shloish She'asal, L'chod Yishleim Asal, L'chod Yish Adam. So all the Pachim are getting these letters, that on the 13th of Adar, the Yidden have been given rishus, a tremendous amount of tremendous rishus, to kill any nation, anything whose they decided sorry to so. Pas Shegen Aksov. Now, Lina Seidos Chom Dino Medina. What about the Pas Shegen? The Pas Shegen, you remember, that Haman did not want to write any details. He just wrote Liyo Sasidim Layom Azeh because he was Choyshesh, the Yidin might do Shtadlonis. Because of that, it was Chosal Roshoi. So Mordechai could now be Magia. He didn't change. He didn't cancel the Paschegin. Can't cancel the Paschegin. It was Nichtov Venechtov Tabas HaMelech. So he couldn't cancel it. He didn't have to cancel it. All he had to do was explain it. What's the Velihios? It's the end of the whole Lashon. Of the whole thing, Velihios. So that he put in Hayuhudim Asidim. The Haman's thing said Velihios Asidim Layoim Hazeh. And he put in, it was just Magia. Who's Asidim Lios? Because Haman was choishesh and wouldn't write anything beforeish, that could be changed, and that was choise al roishay. Now, what happens? You've got in every single city in the whole world a huge thing which says that the Yehudim on Yud Gimel Adar could be arasidim lehinoke me'ayveim birshus the melech on Yud Gimel Adar. Privately, the private instructions to the governors is the details that they can execute anybody they want, who they decide that they're sorry, Moshe. All nichtav b'shem amelech. Haratzi v'rech v'arech esharach sharonim yotzu b'vayholi mutchufi. They didn't know what's going on. They come back and they're sent out. So there's a second set of letters. Nidvar amelech v'ados nindo b'shushan amira. U'mordechai. Now, what happens? More happens. Mordechai yotzem lifnei amelech bilvush malchus tcheles vachuv ateres zov gedoyle v'tachris mut tachrich mut v'argobon. And Mordechai was given more covered by the melech, and because of Haman's crazy idea that he should dress him up in the levush hamalchus for that afternoon, maybe that's why the melech gave him more permanently the reshus to wear levush malchus. But I'll call upon him, nobody had ever given this rishus. So now he's going in public, Bilavush Malchus, Treles, Chur, Aterizov, Gedoyla, Tachrich Mutz, all these Choshev clothes. Vo'ir Shushan Tzahola, Vesamecha, now Pumfaker. Shushan was very happy. Died of which Ir Shushan? The Goyim or the Yid? Obviously the Yid. Now Yehudim. Huh?
Why did the men give him more nice clothes?
Because he wanted to be Mechabed him. He held of him very highly. He'd saved his life, so he gave him that thing. Why is it so important? Wait to see why it's important. Another few minutes, we'll just carry on another few minutes, because then we'll finish the whole thing. We'll have to do it tomorrow, the Ika part of Kopani. So what happened? That everybody was scared of the Yidden. There came out a tremendous pachad of the Yidden. Why? Because there's this paschegin hanging everywhere that the Yidden can take the nekama from me'oyveim. So the people disguised themselves as Yid. Mis Yahadim, so they disguised themselves. They weren't Gerim, proper Gerim. They weren't the Kabbal Gerim at that time. But they were Mis Yahadim. Ki nofal pachad ayuhudim aleim. Now, an interesting zach. Amalek, when he came in the Kriyas Yamsuf, he went into the Amatir Asachas. And it was Kirir Elachir. What was the Amatir? What was his thing? The whole world was scared of Klal Yisrael. Shabu Amim Yugosim, Chiloch Has Yoshe Kloshes. There was a meridic of Pachat from Klal Yisrael because Ro Ami Horitz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecho. In 40 years later in Yericho, Raham says how scared they were of the Yidden, and they remember Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Kodesh Baruch was on their side, Vechul, Vechul is a Pachat. Amalek couldn't take that, and that's what he went to destroy. He went to take away that pachad from Klal Yisrael, and even though it was an Amatir Asachas, and he's Nisraf, Kakiru L'Acherim, he succeeded. It's Ken Zayin, if Amalek wouldn't have done that, Ad Ayom Azeh, maybe nobody would ever shepherd the Yidden. Maybe there'd be a Messiah, you don't touch Yidden, it's dangerous. But Al Kopanim, that was Amalek's whole point. And what happened in Purim? was nafachu mamish. There came out a tremendous pachat from the yidn in the whole world as a result of Haman's activity. On the day when the Oyve Yehudim were hoping to carry out what they had in Xerah, Oyvim are the ones who do Lamaisa, and the Soide is Belev. Not only were the Yin Sholeit on the Oyvim, they were even Sholeit on the Soidim. Nikalu ha-Yehudim ba-Reihem, b'chomdinas ha-Melech ha-Chashverosh, nishloach yod b'mavakshi ra-Osam, they all got together, and waited for somebody to attack them. But it never happened. Nobody attacked them. Why? V'ish le-Omad b'fleihem, ki nofo pachtom al-kol ha-Amim. There was such a pachat from the Yin. Not one goy saw the Yisrael lift his finger against the Yin. The Pachim who had the letters, what could they have done? Or what Lechoyer should have happened? What should have happened on Yud Gimel? They should have brought out both letters. There's no stira here actually. The letters say, one letter says that you can kill all the Jews, and the other one is the Jews can fight back. So okay, may the best man win or the worst man win or whatever you want to say. What Lechoyra would have come out, and that's what Achashverosh thought the Chol HaPochus would happen. There'd be a big bloody war, and a lot of Yidden would be killed. And maybe all the Yidden would be killed. Maybe they wouldn't all be killed. Oh, but most of the Yidden would be killed. If it's Yidden versus Goyim, then how many Yidden are there? There are far more. There's a myriad of Yidden and millions of Goyim in the world. And all the Goyim have these instructions, Lashmid, Larag, and Amid. So they're going to attack. There's a myriad of Yidden. How many Yidden are going to survive? The Goyim armies, Chayil Am Udina, the armies, they're trained how to kill people. The Yidden are trained. They're not trained in anything. So who's going to win this war? There should be a huge war. That's what Lechoyer would mean. But what happened, that the Pachim were scared to bring out the first letters. Why? Ki gadol Mordechai v'beis ha-melech v'shoma ho'ilech v'chol medinas. Because the Goyrol put off the thing so long. So there was 11 months from the time that in the whole world everybody's talking about Mordechai, and more about Mordechai, and more about Mordechai, and now Mordechai is walking around in Big Day Malchus, in Shushan, and the Melech's being Mechabit Mordechai, Mordechai, Mordechai. So isn't that politically sensible? You don't start up with Mordechai, don't chep a Mordechai. So Haman, you hear now, you heard he's dead. So leave Haman's letters. We won't bring out Haman's letters. Just tell all the Yin, Lahashmit, Larag, and Abed, all the Tzorim. Because Nafal Pachad Mordechai Aleim. Ki Ho'ish Mordechai Ho'lech V'Godel. Vayaku Ayuhudim B'chol Oyveim Makas Cherev V'Hereg V'Avdon V'Yasu B'Soideyem Kir Tzoydam. Since they didn't come to attack, they killed the Oyvim and the Soydim. And 10 sons of Haman, they hung, and he heard that they killed 500. What's he asking? He knew that Esther had Ruach HaKodesh. How did Esther supposed to know what happened in the Shaar Medinas HaMelech? Terence says he wasn't asking her for the number. He was saying, Gewalt! If they killed 500 here, what did they do in the rest of the place? And says the Gemara says, and then all of a sudden he says, Uma she'elosich. Says the Gemara, came a malach and sotra aponov. So, Uma she'elosich, we don't say lof, Uma ha'koshosich, oif v'seos. All of a sudden he's asking her, offering her more. So Esther knew that there was a big sakana, that even though they killed everybody that they killed, they were choishesh, that it could be that afterwards they'll tie that, the melech was just pushed this way and pushed that way, and the next day we can kill the yin. Hare the yin have already been given rishus on Yud Gimel Adar, and afterwards they can't defend themselves. So it could be the Soinim would wait to the next day. She was choshish for that.
Who did they kill if no one tried to attack them?
They killed anybody they knew was a Soinim. They knew he belongs to the neo-Nazi party. He'd written this article against the yin. Anybody they paskened was a Soine or an Oyev.
Why couldn't they fight back?
Who?
The Soine.
They could, but the nest was that they were killed. Part of the nest was that no yid got hurt, and they managed to kill all these people. Atoyve Esther. So what she asked for, if Al Melech Toiv Yidasin Gamocha La Yehudim Hashem Meshushan Nasus Kedas Ayoyim V'Saseres Bnei Homan Yisrael Aitz. She asked, She asked that the next day, give them Rishus to kill in Shushan, and that they had, that was not part of the letters, not part of the original plan. If that got out, that the Melech gave Rishus to the Yin, so it's got nothing to do with the Haman thing. It must be that the Melech is Ba'ad the Yin, and this will defend the Yin for the rest of the time. There won't be a chashash now that people will say, okay, there was two steers, and the Melech wasn't Machriya, but the Maisa, the Melech holds of Haman just as much as Mordechai, and it just came out that the Yin were more Matzliach. But now we can kill the Yin, because Be'etzin, the Melech doesn't like the Yin. But the Shushan Purim was Megale that the Melech is Ba'ad the Yid, because this was not in any Xeris, it's not against, it's a whole new thing. On Shushan they should be able to kill. That protected the Yid from afterwards. Vayoyim ha-melech le'osis came, v'atinos intos v'shushan v'saseris b'nei homen tolu, v'yiko alo ha-yehudim ha-shem v'shushan gam b'yoyim ha-bo'os ha-lechoydish adom, v'yarg v'shushan shloish me'es ish, v'biza lo sholchu es yodom. They weren't interested in the biza, they weren't interested in the sholach, only to be mekayim the mitzvah, b'chias ha-molek, or protecting the yin, v'sha ha-yehudim ha-shem v'dinos ha-melech, nikolu v'omid ha-nafshom, v'noyach me'oyveyem, v'horog b'sonenim chamishom v'shivim olef. The Oivim didn't touch them, so they were able to hoirig the Soneim. Babiza le sholchus yodam. Biom shlusha osa le chodesh odam. Venoyach ba'ba osa boy. Nothing happened to them on the 14th. The Goyim didn't try and take the cover. Is Purim is on the 14th, because on the 14th, either was what we said before in the Vadim, the whole Gilui came out when they sat down and realized what the Yad Hashem was in the whole parasha was on the 14th. Or the 14th was the Hatzalah Gedoyla, that the day of the Nes was really on the 13th, but it was also on the 14th that the Goyim didn't attack them back. Then the rest of the Megillah is the Pirte Pratim of how the Gzeira of Purim was nispashim. Over that we got to the Ika Nes of Purim. Ika Nes was that the Amalekim tried to destroy the Pachad of the Yin, and it is Maisa came out from nowhere, from Mamish. Like, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, that they were all scared of the Yin and scared of Mordechai. Not from nowhere. It came out from the Chashoshes of Haman, and the things that he put the Pashegin, and he didn't write it beforeish, and he sent to the closed letters, and etc., etc. All that's Choyza al Roshoy, who was Goyrein, that everywhere in the Medina says, Liyos HaYehudim Asidim, Mayom Azari Nokim, Mayom Veyem, which was Goyrein, a tremendous Pachat from the Yin. And that was the message. That was the Ness. The fact that he was killed also, he might have done goodness of what he would have done on Yud Gimel Adar if he'd be still alive. But that wasn't the Yeshua. The Yeshua was this Pachad that happened. And part of the reason it needed the time that the Goyrol put off the Gzeira, it needed the time for this Pachad to develop and the Pachad from Mordechai to develop. Every prat that Haman put into the thing was Choyza al Roshoy. Haman destroyed himself, and it's all the na'afachu. Now you can enjoy Purim.